is East Van is in stores and selling fast. This is East Van is a collection of photographs submitted by community members depicting what East Van is to them. This is East Van is being celebrated Thursday, May 5th at the Waldorf. That's right, Thursday, May 5th at the Waldorf. Downstairs in the main room, the cabaret. Doors are at 8 p.m. Song selections to keep you dancing will be provided by Tristan Orchard and Christian Flores. There will be a killer slideshow of images from the book all night long. May 5th, 8 p.m., the Waldorf. Be there. Learn more at thisiseastvan.com.
It's all I've had. In my head, distracting voices lie about which path to take. Now I sleep just like that butterfly. I am dreaming, I'm awake. Please don't be angry, as it is no crime. I the vow's gone bad. You can call me for the wasted time, but don't be mad. It's all I've had. Somewhere in the distance, there is someone shouting at me. Some sunny shore. Forever on a holiday, I don't live here anymore. Please don't be angry, as it is no crime. I am the dad, a vow's gone bad. You can call me father wasted time, but don't be mad. It's all I've had. No he aloha. Aloha he aloha. Aloha, he. Aloha, ho. Aloha, he. Aloha, ho. Aloha, he. Aloha, he. you a postcard, but I haven't had a chance.
Some Taylor Island on CITR. I am here. I'm Ben. This is 24 Hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell, and I'm joined here with Jay, who had some doing with Taylor Island.
I recorded that, and I played drums and bass and keyboards.
Yeah, that's great. And this took a while. Like it was.
Yeah, it took 3 years, I think. It's not my project. Yeah. It is P Peter Doig from Kids These Days, that old band. It's his thing, and his friend Chris.
Right.
I guess my friend Chris as well.
Yeah.
And they just were taking their time, and I don't know. The recording, I guess, was sporadic, but we got it done.
I haven't seen Chris in a long time. Chris Hooper.
No.
Have you?
Have I? No, I haven't.
He's still in town though, or
yeah.
Whereas Peter has moved.
Peter's up the Sunshine Coast. Yeah.
In a very nice place. Tail Island, Kids These Days, and the sort of reasons, and I also played some Panurge before that when they played on Thunderbird Radio Hell back in June 14th, 2007.
I guess both those bands are connected to the next band.
To the next band, October Man, Mark Morissette, who is October Man, or
he is
October Man. also in Kids These Days, and CL of Chris McLaughlin from Panurge was at one point
in October.
In October Man.
And I guess Peter from Taylor Island was in October Man as well.
Too, yeah. So that's how we play connected.
It's all a rich tapestry. Yeah.
So now we're gonna have Mark Morissette, October Man, on the phone, actually on Skype, on the internet. I have never tried this before, so we'll see if it works. I hope when you click on call, they make the funky beep beep thing. Let's see. Oh. Calling. Let's see if it works.
Pick up.
Ben live?
Hey, Mark. Can you hear me?
Yeah, totally. How you doing?
Not too bad. You're with me and Mr. Jay Arner.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, how's it going, Arner?
Pretty good.
This sounds good. Sounds better. So far, sounds better than the telephone.
Yeah.
Better than that phone. That's shocking.
How are you doing? How are you liking your coffee?
It's pretty good. I needed it. I get cranky without it.
Is it early for you? It's noon.
It's a double Americano.
Yeah.
You guys are kind of distorted right now.
Oh, really?
The speak.
How do? Is it better now or no?
Yeah, it's great now.
How do I sound?
Arne, you sound as good as ever. That smooth voice is coming through.
It does have some. Yeah, there's a weird thing. Okay, can you? Yeah, I don't know. We'll see how it goes. Right? It's Skype. It's technology. It's not really meant for music, but whatever. No, that's life. That's college radio. You're officially the only act that is playing both the original 24 Hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell and the new one.
Wow.
This current one, yeah.
My ego is getting out of control.
But the thing is, I only played like two songs last time, so, you know, whatever. Like it's and now with a couple songs or three or four songs, it'll be a full set.
Yeah, pretty.
So can we talk a little bit about, so you just started singing again, or how does that work? Do you want to talk about that at all?
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah.
I got to hide.
Yeah. Okay, but so.
I took a 3-month break and I've been singing again for about 2 weeks.
Okay.
And I still sound pretty shitty.
Yeah. So what happened? Like this, like, you're kind of breaking up a little bit, but it could be Skype. Yeah. No, I don't think. Because Jay's changing headphones, but I think it's
these fun. Headphones actually sound way better.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the other ones are kind of different.
So it's some sort of like a procedure. But now, are you feeling like 100%?
Yeah, I'd say 89%.
Yeah, like does it hurt at all? No problem whatsoever.
No, it hurts a tiny bit if I sing a lot, but that makes sense. I'm just getting the strength back.
Right, and are you playing a show other than this one soon?
I'm playing tonight in St. Catharines.
Oh.
And that's kind of like the test.
Oh.
And then no shows for a while. Just going to start recording and then.
Okay. Very nice. Why don't we get started with maybe just a song to just see how it goes on the Skype.
That sounds good.
Yeah. We'll see. Right. Maybe it adds some. Maybe it'll sound auto-tuned just because it's Skyped.
Maybe I'll sound in tune then.
Yeah.
All right. This is a song called The Back.
I really love your hand. I was your biggest fan. Although I suppose tails and party shirts. Riding downwards, that can really hurt. I thought you were pretty good. Your words, I think I understood. Your voice came through in secret code. Time ripping on your band.
Did that cut up or anything?
There's a little bit of...
At the beginning, it cut out a little bit, but it sounded pretty good at the end.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Technology, it's kind of... And it, like, the parts where it didn't cut out, it was really good. Yeah.
You want me to call in with my phone, or... I got a better phone this year.
Oh, yeah, you got an iPhone. I don't think... iPhone, it doesn't sound better, though.
I think maybe whatever the problem was, I think it's maybe fixed now.
Yeah.
Oh, neat.
Actually, you're maybe still cutting out a little bit. I don't know.
Jay, do you still think because you're too close to it or no?
Are you close to the mic or are you far away?
I'm kind of close. Should I go further?
You might be clipping it.
Okay, I'm going to move the computer further away.
Okay.
And then there I am now. I'm at a safer distance, I think.
Okay.
And are you plugged into the computer or is it just the mic, the speaker?
It's just the mic and the computer, yeah. And then
you've got some nice reverb now. That sounds good.
Oh, sweet. All right. That's you're the engineer, Jay.
That's what they say.
Just to for anyone joining us who just waking up here in Vancouver time, 9:00 in the morning, I am joined by October Man, Mr. Mark Morissette, who is playing a set via this little thing on a computer called Skype. So on a computer, on a speaker, we're just trying out. And it sounds pretty good so far. There's some minor little things, but, you know. It's still good.
Hopefully, this is the cutting edge.
Should I play another song, Ben?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, cool. This song's called No Qualms. It's about voting. So I thought it was appropriate.
Oh, sweet.
There's a big election on Monday, and so I think people should vote.
You bet.
Okay.
Monday. Yes.
All right. There's my
public
thanks,
service announcement.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah.
Right. Sorry. I know it's the morning for you guys, but it's kind of the morning for me, too. Here we go.
He's had a real long day. He's lined up at the voting booth. He could not stand away one more day. He's got some qualms about it. She kept on pulling out. I told her, baby, tuck that shit away. Do not kill this messenger. No, no. I heard your mama start to say. Heard your mama say. She's got some qualms about him. Could use a little paint. But what's the rush? It's just enough to push us through this boarded up game. I can hardly wait. I've got no qualms about you. I've got no qualms.
That sounded good. Yeah.
Good. There's no clippage on that one?
No, no.
No.
Did you make it out to any of the advance polls? Any of the record turnouts?
No, I'm going to go on Monday. I don't know. I didn't know about them, but I heard there was record turnouts, which is exciting, you know?
Yeah, I voted in the advance polls. It was actually across the street from my house. It was awesome.
Oh,
I had no excuse then. That's perfect.
Yeah.
I should have done it.
Oh, yeah.
It would have been across the street from my house, too, probably.
It was at the Italian hall.
Oh, well. But I don't know where the actual voting place is. I should probably look in my local.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's 6 miles away. But, yeah, it's Monday.
It's at MasterChef.
It's at MasterChef. Anyways.
Hastings sunrise joke.
What else is new with you, Mark? So, any new recordings or something?
Yeah. Actually, almost done the new record. There's 14 songs. And it's going to be, I think, a 4-song EP and a 10-song album. And I just need to finish some of the vocals because I had that polyp on my voice during the recording. So I'm going to leave some of it the same because it sounds all right.
It's probably from all those R&B runs you do.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. It's a lot of, like, I'm kind of paying the price for this lifestyle I've been living, you know? But, so I'm recording that. And then, so I'm not sure how it's going to come out yet. I'm going to figure all that out after. But it's pretty exciting because my friend Jim Guthrie produced it and plays and sings on it. And I'm like a big fan as well.
Cool.
So it's kind of cool. It's like a mix between like Olak Tormann, but it's got like some kind of some other cool atmospheric stuff going on. So it's really different than anything I've been a part of. So it's good to mix it up, I guess, as you get older, like me, you know?
Oh, yeah, it's over the hill. Oh, God. So it's EP and you think and a regular album. Like, do you know which one's going to come up first, or what are you going to think about it?
I have no idea. I'm going to have some marketing strategy meetings.
Oh, yeah.
What's it called when you ask a bunch of people their opinions?
Yeah. Oh, like an opinion poll? Are you going to have a survey? Get a bunch of people in the room.
I'm gonna get Nanos Reed to call. what they think I should do.
Sweet. I should talk to your lawyers and stuff before that too.
Well, that's the thing. I've got a lot of a lot of shit to work out here.
Yeah, it is
mostly paperwork.
Yeah,
mostly paperwork. Yeah. I'm not concerned about the music at all.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll just make sure my paperwork's in order.
Let's take it out on Bay Street and see what they think.
Well, yeah, I'm. It's some Bay Street rock. Right now I've got some Skype rock, and then I'm going to work on the Bay Street rock.
That's awesome. And you are going to be in Vancouver for a little bit next month.
Rob Josephson, my old drummer and my good buddy, is getting married. And we're going to play some songs at the wedding. So there's going to be some wedding rock and everything.
Oh, sweet.
Where I go.
What are you going to play? Is it Oktoberman songs or?
Yeah, we're going to play some Oktoberman songs, and we might do... We might do a cover. Arch is going to be there. Arch from Ready Made and Mohawk Lodge. Yeah. He's going to be there, so we might do a cover with him. He doesn't know that yet. We're going to figure it out.
Is Rob playing then? He is. So he's.
Yeah, it's funny. He's like, he's going to be gigging at his own wedding, which is kind of cool. I don't know if his wife's cool with that, but we'll see.
We'll figure that out. All right. Yeah. Are you actually going to play any shows that's not part of a wedding in Vancouver? Have you even thought about it?
I haven't organized anything. I don't know. It might be probably not.
Yeah.
That's your question.
All right. Well, that's cool. You want to play another song or two?
Sure. Yeah. Here's a new one. It's called Dressed Up. It's about going up. Like, I got inspired. I used to go to this lounge in Vancouver called Ginger 62.
You don't have to tell me about that.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. It's kind of about that and how it felt just to go out. Just party, you know?
How you and me would go to Ginger 62 and we text Ben.
Yeah.
And we're like, we're there.
I'm like,
I don't
already,
see you.
Yeah.
And he was already there.
Yeah, I'm in the VIP.
Yeah, right behind you.
He was always in the champagne room. Like, still exists. I don't know.
I'm glad you finally wrote a song about that.
What's that?
I'm glad you finally wrote a song about that. I've written
a few. Took a while.
I figured out what the cover for the album would be. It would be a picture of Jay and Megan going into Ginger 62.
Oh, yeah, is there a photo of that? We weren't actually going, but anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might use that.
Yeah, all right.
All right, here we go.
I'm dressed up with nowhere to roam. Belinda ain't never home. But I'm dressed up. Friday night I'm in some brand new clothes. Melinda won't tell me where she goes, but I'm dressed up.
she knows where to find me. But she's never beside me. And I wonder just where I'd be if I could just shake her out my mind. But in the meantime, at least I'm dressed up. Some days I just stare up at the sky as those bluebirds go flying by. Ain't nowhere to go. But not me, I'm still waiting for the call. I just feel a little lonely is all. Okay, I'm alright. And I'm alright. Meeting Arner and Ben Lai at Ginger 62 tonight. They're dressed up, they're dressed up. And so I'm dressed up. I'm dressed up. I'm dressed up. I just stare up at the sky as those bluebirds they go flying by and they sing la 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 la.
Ginger 62.
I think that's your best song. Definitely.
Is it because you mentioned your name in it?
It really speaks to me. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but
there's a part, yeah.
Something about it.
That's good. Yeah. I was dozing off until now. Until the part. Now
you
awesome.
Have been up for how long have you been up for?
I got up at 3 o'clock. I took a little nap in the afternoon, so I was up at 3 p.m. Vancouver time. So this is yesterday. Well, this is 9 a.m.
Now it's today.
So I don't know. I don't know math really. It's almost 24 hours because it's about 20 hours maybe.
Yeah.
Something like that. Well, maybe not. I don't know. 18. Whatever. Who's counting? Eh? Who can count when they've been up for the many hours that I've been up for? I don't know.
You're an animal, Ben. You're an animal. Oh, but it's kind of the way you roll. Or you just like kind of.
Oh yeah. I do this normally anyway, so might as well make it. Make it live.
He's like a bat. Do they? I don't know. Do bats sleep much? Horses. You're like a horse. That's what you're like.
Horses don't sleep.
You sleep 4 hours standing up.
Yeah. How did you know? Were you staring at my windows again? We are live on CITR, 24 hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell. It's me, Ben, with Jay Arner. And on the telephone or internet, on a Skype phone, on the internet. Mark Octoberman on Skype from Toronto, which is right now at noontime in Toronto. Did you watch the royal wedding, Mark? Is that why you're up so late?
No, I forgot to set my alarm. I taped it, though. So I'm going to watch it like later on. I can't wait. It's gonna be awesome.
What happens in the end?
Yeah.
Don't tell me.
Spoil it. You don't know yet. Just make sure you don't fast forward past the 15-minute mark of the wedding.
Yeah, well, I saw a big headline on the newspaper the other day. It was on the front page. I forget what it was. It was one of those crappy, it was either Globe and Mail or National Post, and the headline was, "Will Kate wear a tiara?" Question mark. And I thought that's kind of what I'm most interested in, is to see if she's wearing a tiara or not.
That's hard hitting journalism.
We forgot to ask Megan that yesterday.
Oh yeah,
we sent Megan to England last night to report on the royal wedding.
Yeah, she called in.
Yeah, she called.
Did she say whether there's a tiara sighting yet?
Or? She didn't mention it.
I didn't realize that was our question that we needed to ask. Obviously, like if you listen to this show, we don't really do a lot of research before the questioning. And such. We have tons of time, but how many more songs do you want to play? Or any? How are you feeling?
I hadn't planned on any others, but, you know, I don't know. Maybe we could call it there, or if you want me to play another, I can try to think of something.
No, we can call it a day. I'm trying to think of any questions for you.
Like non-joke questions?
Non-joke questions. Seriously, I don't know. There's always one that I thought of, and I don't know if it's serious or not, because I was listening to an old song of yours, Intoxicated, from your old band, Kids These Days. And like one of the chorus line was, like, you're stuck on Main and Fifth. Is that Main and Fifth? I've never been stuck on Main and Fifth. Was that an actual... Are you talking about Vancouver?
Yeah, I'm talking about Vancouver. There used to be this little ditch there that I fell in once.
Oh, I thought you meant stuck in, like, traffic. Okay, so it's a true story?
It's a true story, and then I had to call the... I called and complained to the mayor's office, and they covered it up. So,
oh, wow.
Safety hazards. So.
So you stuck, like, when you were biking or just walking or driving?
Just jogging.
Oh, wow. I'm. You know what? I'm so glad I asked that question. I didn't realize there was a story, too.
It's kind of a hard thing to think about, because it was pretty scary there. I was stuck there for, like, 5 minutes in the ditch. And
not joking around.
I think I tried to make it rhyme with something. I can't remember. That's the thing about songwriting, is it's never as interesting as it might seem.
I had to call the mayor and snitch.
Well, that's actually more interesting than I thought.
Or I guess the word ditch was the word ditch in the...
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I just thought you were like stuck in traffic on Main and Fifth, and I'm just like, that's not really a traffic stucky hotspot.
No, it's true. And I can't remember where that came from, but it's an old song. But the crappy thing is, and I think you saw it, Ben, when you're at South by Southwest, is there's this like kind of like folk hip hop R&B
band.
Yes,
okay. I took tons of pictures.
Apparently they're playing like Lollapalooza and like, I don't know. So hopefully we get some record sales out of it with their fans that think that
we're...
But it's kind of annoying, but I guess if we, you know, if we wanted to be jerks, we could probably get them to stop using the name. But I don't know how much it matters, because that band's clearly defunct now.
Right.
So.
Well, they actually had, so I don't know if they actually weren't playing South By, but they had posters everywhere. It's ridiculous. I have a picture that I didn't send to you, but of them putting that yellow poster all the way up a lamppost. I don't even know how they got so high up on it. It's literally, I would say, like 50 of the same poster on both sides of a lamppost, all the way to the top.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Those guys are really tall in that band, I assume.
Well, I'm wondering if they're even there. If they weren't playing,
yeah,
like who's putting up their posters and why are their posters up there? I guess it's like a marketing, like a street team.
Yeah, are they actually big-ish? Are they on a major or anything? No, just
they. Maybe. I don't know. They're playing Lollapalooza, but I don't know what who is, knows these days.
But who plays Lollapalooza now? I don't even know.
Foo Fighters.
Do they still? I don't know.
I think so.
Yeah. So.
Very, what's the Jane's Addiction? Probably.
Yeah.
Every year.
Every year. All right. Well, Mark, it was very nice talking to you.
Yeah, thanks for letting me on 2 years in a row. This is really fun and nice to hear you guys. And I'll see you guys in 3 weeks.
Let's hang out.
We should really go to Ginger 62.
No,
oh, come on.
It has to remain a joke. Then it won't be funny if we actually did it.
What if we? I'm just worried I go in and like it.
Yeah. We joke because we're scared.
Yeah. I know, that's my life. That's me summarized in what, 5 words. Thank you, Mark. And coming up next, Language Arts, also on Skype. But we'll take a little break and come back with Language Arts on CITR.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Take care.
That is Duffy and the Doubters from, I guess, self-titled release. Sort of a Lady Hawk offshoot, poppier version of some members of the band. I don't know exactly which members which.
Duffy, probably.
Duffy. So you are listening to 24 Hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell. My name is Ben. I'm here with Jay. We are plowing through the shows and the bands and all
slowly
that stuff. Slowly plowing through it. We just had a little chat with Mark Morissette from Octoberman, or The Octoberman, or the one and only Octoberman, from Toronto on Skype. And now we're going to attempt another call on Skype to Kristen Cutmore from Language Art, also in Toronto. Sorry, my phone just made a sound. This is all, live radio is great. So let's do the Skype thing over again, which worked out really well the first time, I find. So let's give her a call.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, they're in the same place, and it should work out. Same computer. But you can't lie to the listeners. Nope. I know, it's beeping.
It's busy.
It's busy. Mark's on the phone. Calling up CJSF. The sound is pretty, if you're listening. Hey, how's it going? Do you have music playing in the background?
There we go. Oh. Sorry.
What was going on?
To your show.
Hey, Kristen.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Welcome to 24 Hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Thank you.
I am I'm Ben. I'm Ben Lai.
Yeah.
I'm joined by Jay Arner.
I'm Jay.
Jay.
And how's it going?
It's going pretty good.
So you are in Toronto right now. You've been for the past many months. I don't know exactly how many months. Been like half a year? No, more than that.
Came in September.
Since September?
Yeah.
And how's Toronto treating you musically?
I really like it. It's a very friendly music city.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's lots of really great bands and tons of shows every night. It's kind of exhausting, actually.
Yeah. Where have you played?
I've played at a small cafe called The Holy Oak, right. And I did my first solo set there in many, many years. And then I played at The Drake on April 1st with Dr. Ew. Mm-hmm. And other than that, it's been pretty mellow.
Right. Holy Oak, I actually went for brunch with Octoberman at The Holy Oak.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's
He likes to go on lots of mandates.
Yeah. Yeah. That's his mandate. I'm sorry.
He's next to the House of Lancaster, which is the gentleman's club. So that was something you did as well.
Oh, I don't know. I usually when they come here, we just go to Ginger 62. But in Toronto, we're classier.
Where is Ginger 62?
I don't know.
Is
it on Granville?
It's 65 Granville Street. No, I don't know. it's right next to
Ginger 60.
it's Ginger 60. It's across the street from Ginger 61. Anyways, it's getting stupider and stupider.
Ben, you're really tired, aren't you?
I don't know. For those of us that just joining us on 24 Hours of Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell, we are into teens hour now. The 13th, maybe? The 14th?
Feels like a million.
Yeah, hour. We've had many, many bands. And now we are talking to Kristen Cutmore from Language Arts in Toronto, who is in Toronto, which is a city in Ontario. And it's about noon there, or almost 1 o'clock. I don't know. It's the snow's gone, right?
The snow is gone. It's been Vancouverish this week. There was a crazy windstorm yesterday, and there's yellow tape everywhere. A collapsed roof on Bloor, and a bunch of bricks went down, and it's been pretty crazy.
That doesn't seem like a Vancouver weather, though.
No windstorm. Other than that, right. Minus the wind, rain. Yeah. There's been tons of rain. Mm-hmm. But it starts every morning looking like it's going to be a beautiful spring day, and then it just turns into Vancouver, and then it turns into, like, would the windstorm be a Winnipeg thing? I don't know.
Yeah, a little bit, maybe.
Prairie winds. Yeah, isn't that what they say?
Yeah. But it's when it rains, it just rains for like 2 minutes, and then it's like the most intense thing ever, and then it stops, and then the sun comes out, and then the rainbows and all that stuff, and then the mosquitoes come.
Sounds like heaven.
Yeah, sounds like it is. It is heaven. The prairies is heaven. So do you? You're gonna play three songs for us.
Yes. Today.
And do you want to start off with one?
Yeah, I guess I can start off with one.
and see how it goes. Maybe we'll, and then after that, we'll tell you where to sit in relative to your computer.
I can push it back a little bit.
Yeah.
There it goes. Okay.
All right. This is Language Arts live on CITR. Charts on CITR. That sounded great. The only thing is, maybe try to move back a bit. You think?
Oh, really?
It was. Okay. Yeah, it was cutting out a little bit.
It could be the internet, though. We don't.
Yeah.
We have no way of knowing.
Yeah. I know. That's.
But it sounded good.
Yeah.
Oh, why? Thank you.
Yeah, the internet is mysterious. I don't know anything about it. Is your computer plugged into your router, or is it all wireless?
Wireless.
Oh.
What's your Wi-Fi password?
I know, yeah. Can you check your TCP/IP settings?
Yeah.
Can you look into your WinSock? It's a Mac. All right. So how's you were in Toronto for a bit to write some new songs as well and such and such?
Yeah, I've
got
a whole
new album. How's that going?
It's going really well. It's about 10 songs so far. I think actually 12, but I'm hoping to record 10 of them in the fall.
Right. You're kind of breaking up. I wonder if it's maybe it is an internet. Are you downloading Netflix in the background?
No. I'll move my computer to the plug-in part.
Torrenting Top Chef. Right?
Well, let's get closer to it. I don't know. I think you plug it in, we might lose the connection. You can try.
Okay.
You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, 24 hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell, and this is the
Internet Troubleshooting.
The tech show. Please call for help on CITR with your computer problems.
You're like the user support system.
Yeah. Did you try turning it on and off?
That works, though, for so many things. Oh, yeah. It's amazing.
For everything in the world, pretty much, more or less.
Works for my car.
Yeah, just on the highway.
If I don't like the radio station, I just turn the car.
So, yeah, this has been, this is still 24 hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell. Coming up next, it's slightly birching.
Slight birching.
Coming up and in about half an hour, well, more than that, 40 minutes time, slight birching on CITR. And after that, I don't have the schedule in front of me, but I think it's Bertha Cool, yeah, from Abbotsford.
So we have like a half hour window of no music?
Well, there's going to be music.
I'm gonna scratching my head right now. Yeah. My brain is not really working.
All right. Kristen?
Yeah.
How's it going? Is it plugged in or what's going on?
Yeah, we're just, I'm just adjusting my where I sit.
Okay.
So you can hear me because I moved the computer across the room.
Okay. Live radio.
Live
radio and live internet streaming at from Toronto, Ontario.
All right. Do you want me to play another song?
Yeah, sure. Let's go for it.
Okay.
Language Arts on CITR.
You.
be your comfort.
All right. Language Arts, live on CITR via the internet, via the bits and bytes of Skype. So you are also coming to Vancouver.
Yes.
In a couple, and you're going to be on this program to play some tunes.
Well, maybe just to hang out with you.
Yeah, exactly. Like to bring some CDs. Like to play some tunes, as in spin some records.
Yeah.
Do you have a theme? Any thoughts and ideas of what you're going to play?
I haven't really thought about. No.
No, you haven't.
I'm kind of interested to hear what you've been playing lately.
Oh. Lots of death metal.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
Death metal. Ben's tastes have changed.
Yeah, you know, sometimes change is good, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
A lot of that and a lot of microwave music.
I went to get my hair cut last week, and my hair cutter gave me a mullet, and she also listens to death metal, so I can ask her what's really cool. So I'll be rocking a mullet when I get there.
Well, you will be.
Anyway.
Yeah, you're listening to, if you're listening... on your drive to work at 10 o'clock Vancouver time. This is 24 Hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell. We started yesterday at 6 p.m. and we end today at 6 p.m. ending off with a band called Wick White's Hair, which Jay's...
I'm in that. Yeah. I'm playing drums, I think.
So that'll be fantastic. We are also, before that, we're actually also talking to another Toronto person. I think he's going to be on the telephone, though. National Shield, CL, Chris McLaughlin. So nice. there's a lot of Toronto influences, but everyone who's playing on the show at one point or another lived in Vancouver. Hey, Adrian.
Hey, Ben.
And so stay tuned for that. There's a lot more going on. And Kristen, you have one more song for us.
I have one more song, but I have to move across the room.
Okay. Why do you have to go across the room?
Where my aunt is.
Okay.
That's I'm going to rock out.
That's awesome. In the meantime, we and Jay will talk a bit about... What are we going to talk about?
What are we going to talk about?
Hey, Adrian, what do you want to talk about?
Adrian just walked
Adrian
in.
Adrian from Aunt and Uncle's Lazy Bear.
She has not slept.
Oh, no.
How are you doing, Adrian?
Oh, I'm receiving a text message.
I got a little thing that says...
Go on.
Elliot Langford, still at CITR. Yes, Elliot, I am, if you're listening.
So we got a little thing on Skype saying, sorry, this call has an internet problem. Please wait while we try to call back.
Oh, wow.
So this is...
Skype
this is,
has failed us.
Yeah.
Well, we better think of something interesting. Yeah.
Well, to... Oh.
What?
I don't know. It sounds like...
It's Kristen, I'm still here.
But it's really breaking up. Hang on a second. Can you still hear me?
Oh, it's Kay Romaine.
Oh, Kevin's here too from
Talk
Bleeding
to
Hearts.
He's listening on this.
Elliot's listening?
Yeah. LOL.
Well,
okay,
don't forget this is
10 o'clock in the morning on CITR. So okay. Did you guys go for a walk outside?
We went down to eat breakfast with Sean Ramsey of Slight Birching.
Like
oh yeah, where did you go?
Soon.
Just at UBC?
Yeah, that little cafe down there.
So I guess Sean is here then outside.
Yeah, he's on the can.
Hey. Oh no, there he is. Nice
try. And Slight Birching is up in about half an hour's time.
Yeah.
Bright and early.
No, we good were just talking about religion over coffee. It was
What did you have for breakfast?
I had a bagel.
Yeah. Was it good?
Sean got something called a veggie bird.
And I thought it was a veggie burger.
Veggie burger. Veggie
but it
bird.
Came on an English muffin, and I was really confused.
That
I thought UBC
so weird.
Had, like, a crazy veggie burger thing going on.
Awesome.
And I was like, why are you eating a veggie burger?
Well, because birds aren't mammals, it's still vegetarian,
as
I understand it.
Yes. Right.
It was there wasn't actually a bird on it. It was a pre preformed bird.
Like a raptor?
It was an egg, so it wasn't...
Oh, okay.
It wasn't really a bird, but it was a bird to be
almost
on a bagel.
Bird to be on
what
a
could
bagel.
Have been burger.
Welcome to Morning Breakfast Talk on CIT.
<I've been.
laughs> Cool. Kevin, you were telling me about your new diet.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to do this thing where all I eat is vegetables. So I put some vegetables in a container today. I chopped them up and I squeezed a lemon on it.
It looked really good.
Yeah.
And some pumpkin seeds also. So I don't know if that counts as a vegetable, but it's going well so far.
I think that counts.
We're about
two.
4 hours in.
So no fruit. So just
oh yeah. Fruits okay. Too. Fruits too.
Okay, so okay.
For dessert.
See, I was just gonna have an all fruit, red wine and orange juice liquid breakfast diet, but then I ate that bagel.
So have you slept yet?
I had a little snooze, not on purpose.
Before you played, right?
20 minutes about before we played during the drone set. And they thanked us. Me and Daniel fell asleep on the couch, like in the room right in front of them, and they were like, "Thank you. That's exactly what we were going for. Nice to have a live audience." So.
Okay. Kristen, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Oh, okay, awesome.
Oh, no. Sorry.
Are you enjoying the breakfast talk? Sorry. Are you set up now?
Sorry?
Are you set up, Kristen?
I'm all set up, yeah.
Awesome. we still have we still have Kristen from Language Arts in Toronto, Ontario, and as she moved to a computer and amp and all that stuff, and she has one more song for us.
Yeah.
Are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
Language Arts on CITR.
Space, they broke me long. So long, I've been thinking where my homies gone. It's been a struggle to build an empire. Waiting for you. Waiting for you. I'm starting to get established by the way we are. I'm wondering about life and which way you have it. And I think the challenge is sad. Thank you.
Language Arts on CITR.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for playing on the show. I hope you have a good time in Toronto.
I'm sorry about my computer.
No, it's all right. I don't know what it is. It could be the connection. It could be just everything. I don't know.
Maybe you can come here and fix it.
Yeah. Let's do it.
I'll bring it with me when I come out.
Let's do it. I think Mark's computer at some point, and I fix yours. That's what I do.
You made my computer.
Yeah, I made Jay's computer. How's your computer, Adrian?
It's not looking good. I really need to get you in there.
So this is the Ben Lai Support Center.
You want to come over later?
Awesome. So I will see you soon enough in Vancouver, Kristen.
Yeah, thank you.
And is there anything you want to plug? I don't know, is there a website or any new... are you on Bandcamp yet?
No, not yet. I'm slow on... I just joined Twitter, but I don't really like it.
I don't know. It's kind of dumb, but but a lot of internet is dumb.
But every time I go to... I can't think of anything good to say, and I get really nervous, and I'm like, and so that's why I don't really use it.
I don't know. I just say a lot of garbage. I don't know. I guess Jay, you're not on Twitter.
No, I'm not.
You're not on Twitter. Am I the only Twitter guy?
I had a Twitter account for 3 days, like 3 years ago, apparently. Selena found it. She like found me on Twitter, and she's like, "You tweeted 3 times 3 years ago."
Wow.
I lost the password.
So apparently it's really useless anyway. So you're right. It's kind of useless. But I October Man uses it, I think.
Well, that's the reason I have it. He signed me up without me saying that I wanted it. So then I had to learn how to use it.
There's not a lot to learn. It's like Facebook, but without anything. It's like Facebook with just a status update.
About tweeting. I get really nervous.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what to put out there in the world.
But do you feel the same with like status updates on Facebook?
No.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So, but it should be, you know, you should think of it the same.
I know.
Yeah. All right. This is also me about computers. I'm also teaching.
You're helping me through all my problems.
Yeah, I know.
You could build up your confidence just by shouting out non sequiturs.
Yeah.
Just write profanities.
Yeah.
Like just the word profanities.
There, that's your first tweet.
Yeah. that's good. I think people would kind of like that. Or practice on a different site, like go on Friendster. and start posting there, and then once you feel comfortable, copy and paste all the stuff that you posted on Friendster. It's all good. All right, so Language Arts coming to a place near you, I'm sure. If you're
Bandcamp
in on internet at least, and on Skype. Thank you very much, Kristen. I will. And you'll be on the show spinning some records, death metal, and maybe some, I don't know.
Life metal.
Life metal. Some trance, I don't know. Some.
May 19th.
Yeah. All right. Talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
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 All right. Oh, Skype. How would you rate the overall quality of this call?
Oh.
Well, technology is a funny thing. I don't know. It worked all right, but then it ended start cutting in and out.
Who knows?
I certainly don't know. Let's play some music. We'll come back, and there will be a band.
Slight Birching.
Sean will be here. He's here already. Yeah, not on the can.
Yeah, he was not on the can, then not on the can. Accusations
remain. Yeah. And yeah, so stay tuned. 24 hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell with me, Ben, and Jay, and Adrian on the phone. Thank you.
Monday, May 2nd, the Biltmore Cabaret and CITR 101.9 FM present Don't Stop Now, Bands Who Raise Money for Japanese Animals, featuring Rick White's Hair, Fine Mist, Rolmok, Marcus Naslin, Sciences, Soft Focus, and Rec Center, and DJs David Lee Goth and CITR's own Duncan from Duncan's Donuts and Luke Neat from Annoy's. All proceeds go to the International Fund for Animal Welfare. Don't Stop Now, Monday, May 2nd at the Biltmore Cabaret, doors at 7:30 p.m.
Ah, we'll wait.
That was a double shot of Calarissa on CITR. I bought her keyboard. I bought one of her keyboards, yeah.
What kind of... does she have an extra... She makes a lot of them?
No, she didn't make it. Korg made it. But, yeah, it was a big Korg Poly 6, an analog synthesizer. You know, it's pretty good. I've been using it a lot for my stuff. Larissa just had... I guess she had one that she liked better. She has a few, so yeah.
It's a very good album, and is she still on tour with Distortion?
She was back for a few days, and I think she is out in Europe somewhere now.
Oh, wow.
I think she's maybe visiting some family, but then she's going on tour again.
Oh, very nice.
I saw her for like 5 minutes at the Jesus Christ Superstar thing, which was amazing.
Yeah, I heard that show was really amazing.
If people haven't heard of that, I guess some friends of ours, Kevin from Bleeding Hearts, who is just in here, guy that eats vegetables. him.
There's a word for that, but I don't know what it was. Yeah, it is.
Oh, we've got a caller.
Oh, do we? Okay, let's do this.
Caller.
Hello,
hello.
You're on the air.
You're on the
air. Is this Jay Arner?
Yeah.
Is this Alex?
Hi, Jay. It's Alex.
Hi. We've got Alex Hudson on the line.
Yeah. Well, you're talking to Jay Arner and Ben Arner.
We've just got some time on our hands.
Okay. Before slide. Lots of time.
We were looking for some music news. This is journalist Alex Hudson.
I'm just in the middle of my news day here, writing for Exclaim.ca.
What's the hottest news right now? It's like right this minute.
Well, you know, it's a bit of a slow day in the world of music, and I think it's because everybody's listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell. Yeah. So nobody really has time to like release any music or anything. But the big news is that an interview just came out with Nardwuar versus Lil Wayne.
Oh, cool.
So if you want to see Nardwuar, you know, jiving with Lil Wayne, now is the time to do it.
Oh, very nice. Did you watch or listen to the interview?
I did. It's you know, if you've seen Nardwuar, you know what to expect. He, you know, gives Lil Wayne gifts, I think Lil Wayne knew what to expect because he doesn't. He plays along and he does the do thing. So I think Lil Wayne is in on it. It's good stuff.
Awesome.
Very nice.
I was at that show, I guess. I saw Lil Wayne with Michelle.
How was Lil Wayne?
He was really good. He was really good. Like, he's a very, very good rapper, and he totally pulled it off live. And I guess the shows I normally go to are, you know, shows that we all go to. lower production values. And this show was crazy. There were so many, dancers, and there were flames.
Flames.
He played guitar the song Prom Queen.
Where was the show?
It was at Lanolus. Just kidding. It was at Rogers Arena.
Oh, wow. Well, did they use up the whole 360 or just part of it?
It was like maybe like two-thirds, yeah. three-quarters.
And was it sold out?
Didn't look sold out. It was packed, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was really good. And he seemed healthy. He was not in the best shape before going to prison. I guess he was drinking a lot of perp. Hmm. He was like super fit, like really gracious and really rapping awesome.
But how can you tell from the Rogers, like, is there a TV?
There was a big screen.
Yeah.
But this is not my time to talk.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm hogging the mic.
I still want to know what the demographic was of the concert. Yeah. Was it like high school kids or was it...
I want to say normal people.
Yeah.
Okay. The normals.
A lot of Canucks jersey.
Lil Wayne himself, yeah. Oh. He was wearing a Canucks hat.
Oh, was he knew where he was, clearly.
Was it
New Jersey? He knows where he is. See how healthy he is? He knows where he is.
Oh,
yeah, he was awesome. And Nicki Minaj was really great, too. It's cool. I missed Rick Ross, so I'm bummed about that.
Mm.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
I wonder if Lil Wayne guessed it on that song that they just did together.
Did they do a song together?
They did a song together. What was it called? I wrote a story on it. Because they put out a video together.
Oh, cool.
I have no idea about any of this stuff, but...
If I Die Today, that's what it's called.
Oh.
Yeah. Look it up.
Okay.
We will.
Cool.
We've been working on our Foley sound effects today. I don't know if you heard anything before, but we made a really nice chainmail effect with jingling keys, is what it was.
Oh, good job. Yeah. You can become like one of those film people who
actors?
Well, no, but one of those people responsible for all the sounds, like when they
the fight when I punch someone in their face, you make the crushing. This is my bones crushing.
Yeah. Ow! He's crushing my face.
Anyways, there's schools that you can take for that, and if we should do like a radio play, that'll be fun.
So,
Alex, any other news item? Maybe even from yesterday could be a bit stale. I haven't, you know.
The story that I'm currently half finished working on is that Sufjan Stevens is contributing to the soundtrack of a new documentary about outsider artists.
Hmm.
So it's like it's about this lady who wraps objects in huge balls of yarn, and this guy who puts like apocalyptic paintings on like his front lawn, and this other guy who creates crazy scarecrows. And so it's a documentary about all these crazy artists, and Sufjan Stevens is doing the music for it. So
nice. Do you know if it's a Canadian documentary or just American?
It's American. I think it's mostly in the South, actually. Like people who like the artists live.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that would make sense.
And Louisiana and stuff like that.
Yeah, very nice. Okay. Any Canadian news?
Oh, that's a good question.
For exclaim.ca.
Just the other day, I can't remember if it was yesterday or the day before, there was this like intense CanCon day where Sloan, the Tragically Hip, and Sam Roberts all announced
on
the same day.
Sloan is coming and playing the favorites from the first 10 albums or something like that. I saw that too, but... So
the Tragically Hip are playing Deer Lake Park on July 3rd, I think.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen the Tragically Hip.
I've never seen them either. And you know what? I think Brock, the editor of Exclaim.ca, is going to let me review it. So that'll be gnarly.
I just feel like it's one of those things that you just have to see. Just because it's, the Tragically Hip. And
Tragically Hip. I was born in Canada. It runs through my veins.
I feel like, I feel like it's one of those bands that you should just see in the States in like a really small place.
That would be good.
Yeah, but what was the other band you were saying? Sloan.
Sam Roberts.
Sam Roberts. Yeah, my sister really likes Sam Roberts. Mm. She goes to small venues in the States to watch him. But
really? Well, that's the way to do it.
But anyways, I guess that's news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, and in a bit of local news, a local garage band, Indian Wars, is putting out an album on I believe the 2nd of May.
Oh,
so that's
cool.
Just next Tuesday.
They're good.
They're pretty awesome. I really like their 7-inch from last year. So now they got a full length. So that'll be rad.
Very nice. Are you gonna do an interview with them at some point or some sort of?
Yeah, I'm supposed to be doing a local motion interview with them for the Georgia Strait at some point in the next couple weeks. So. Oh.
Very nice.
Cool. Do you have anything that you'd like to plug?
or
shout out?
Oh, yeah, like...
I'm all wrapped up in the fact that I have to interview Vivian Girls in an hour and a half. So if anybody out in Radio Land has a question that they want to ask the Vivian Girls via me,
call us.
I'm looking for input.
We'll talk to you.
Yeah. Right.
Tweet Ben, and then Ben... will tell me in person.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah.
And then I'll text you about it.
Across media. I love it.
Huh. Mm, that's good. So are they going to be in town soon? Is that, or is it just...
Yeah, they're playing next week sometime, I believe, or maybe the week after. But they're in town within the next, you know.
Are you interviewing them by Skype?
I am. I am going to Skype.
How does Skype work for you? Do you find that the noise... Because we were doing some Skype sessions before this, and it worked really well for a little bit, and then after the voice started dropping. It's turning into computer support again, but the voice is dropping off here and there. But.
Yeah, well, the problem with Skype is, like, it's great if they're, like, you know, sitting in their house, like, pop. But if they're out on the... I find if they're out on, like, the highway in the middle of nowhere America, and the cell phone reception's kind of bad, the Skype doesn't work so well. Yeah. But, I mean, it's always come through in the end, although I have had a couple drop calls.
Right.
But I have like a kind of a rudimentary recording method of doing